As we prepare to develop a business plan that's practical and comprehensive, it's time now to go deeper into the four essential entrepreneur questions regarding tomorrow, so that we can then create a roadmap for how we're going to get there and draw up a strategy and a series of tactics. Now, in tomorrow, I've changed something. If you've gone through this business strategy pillar in a linear fashion, you'll notice that I've added a new word to the drivers that drive us towards where we need to be in our business tomorrow. And added to ideology and vision, I've created a new factor called the economic driver. And we're going to have a look at that during the course of this this next couple of chapters of the business strategy pillar. You remember that before we could create your tomorrow strategy that would take you to the kind of success you're looking for, we were faced with a number of quite painful questions. And we went through those in some detail in a previous session in the in this pillar and in this chapter. But the questions still nag, because you're not achieving the success you deserve, which is one of the reasons why you came onto this program, and you're probably not satisfied and fulfilled with the kind of business you're running at the moment. That's why you're here. So how can we turn that around? Well, if you remember, we started discussing in a previous session understanding what drives you, in your life to behave in the way that you do. And we realized that there are some common factors here, and we discussed that in a previous session. Now, if you're really going to develop these drivers of your business, the foundation of your business future, you need to understand the power of purpose in driving your business to where it needs to be. The power of purpose. Purpose for a business could be purely commercial. It could be how much money can I make. But I think you've already gathered, by going through the entrepreneur foundation and the beginning of this business strategy pillar, that's not the way we think within the Advisor Gym and within the Advisor Blueprint program. I feel particularly that those people that have a stronger purpose than just simply making cash and earning a living create far more influential, powerful and effective and eventually successful businesses. So we're going to have a look at the power of purpose, the enormous power that having a purpose beyond simply making cash has in driving a business to become something that's recognized, that's highly admired, that's desirable, that's very compelling to people around it, that's attractive, that's magnetic. And I'm going to again take one of the or a series of quotes and pull them together that I gained again from Stephen R. Covey, one of my favorite authors. And this time it was from his book, The Eighth Habit. You might recall from a previous session in this pillar that Stephen R. Covey has written an excellent book called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. It became a 15 million plus worldwide bestseller. Well, this next book, the one that we waited for about a decade, was called The Eighth Habit. And here's what he had to say about the power of purpose in business. When you study the lives of all great achievers, contributors and influencers, you'll find a pattern. They have expanded their four native capacities, and they have vision, they have discipline, they have passion, and they're guided by their conscience. And in doing that, they are empowered by a sense of purpose beyond material gain. So that's my paraphrase and pulling together various comments from The Eighth Habit. Have a look at that screen. Have a look at what he has to say about the way that men and women who achieve enormous effectiveness, enormous influence, enormous contribution to the world of business and other areas outside of business, have a look at their four capacities and just consider yourself, do I have vision? Am I really disciplined? Am I passionate about what I'm doing? And is my business guided by a sense of conscious and therefore purpose? And overall, if I gather those four things together, am I driven by that overall sense of purpose beyond material gain? If you are, if you can be, even if you're not, it will lead you to a completely different level of achievement and success. I know that because I've studied and researched empirical evidence across the world, across many years, and through many thousands of hours of research of the most successful businesses in the world, that that's an underlying factor. So, discovering your purpose. Well, what I suggest you do is to go to this, the download on this page, on this particular session, to discover your purpose, to help you uncover, not to design, but it's something that already exists, to help you uncover what is already going on within you that could give you a clue towards your purpose. So what I suggest you do is go to the download now, to uncover your purpose. Print it off and put it in front of you before you continue in this particular session. So please download that PDF now. You'll find it below this video. Right, welcome back. And if you've downloaded that PDF, you'll understand that it's asking you these questions. What do I believe I'm here to accomplish? Next, what have I accomplished so far in my life? Next, what are my natural capabilities? And then, what am I passionate about? And finally, what is the greatest contribution I believe I can make? Now, you may recognize some of those questions from the Entrepreneur Foundation. I'm making no excuses for bringing this back, because these questions underlie your business strategy and eventually your written business plan, which I will help you to develop. But unless you do this groundwork first, unless you lay this deep foundation, your business plan will be flimsy. It will be virtual in the sense that it won't be real. It won't have any power. It will just be an academic exercise which you won't implement and won't make a jot of difference in your business life. So these exercises are part of the deep foundation you're laying to build your business upon. And if you avoid them, you're just going to have a poor result. So have a look at that PDF, work through those questions, and write your answers now.